This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.
I'm working. Remember, it is the Lord that gives you the job. Praise the Lord. Remember, it is the Lord. I'm not saying that you cannot work on Sunday, but the Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That is what the scripture said. Your faith have got to get to a point in life that they're going to offer you that did when you're looking for job, and they're going to say, what do you want to do? And they give you Sunday's shift. Then you say, no, that is not the type of job I'm looking for. I will wait until God gives me a job that will give me chance to serve the Lord. Who am I talking to? You've got to understand that to serve the Lord, you must be able to understand that this money that I'm going to make, is it not God that gave it to me? Is it not God? God gave you the job. If you say God didn't give you the job, come and stand here, because I will point out that I was among the people that pray for you. Yes, and the prayer team pray for you. Pastor Blessing pray for you. And I will tell you that thank God that they recorded it, that you come to this altar and testify that God gave you the job. You testify on this altar. You talk to us that God gave you the job. So God gave it to you. Now you are saying, God, you gave me this job. I cannot serve you anymore because you gave me the job. God will not give you what will take him away, what will take you away from his presence. Who am I talking to? God will not give you the blessing that you will be so occupied that you will not be able to serve the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything that is inside of it. The earth is the Lord. You belong to God as well. Your soul belongs to God. Your heart belongs to God. And that is why I keep saying to people that your alarm clock will not wake you up. It is the Lord that wake you up. He is the one that has power over your health. Your money cannot wake you up, no matter how rich you are, no matter how blessed you are. There's so many people that have money. They were sick, but their money cannot give them healing and deliverance. Their money cannot give them deliverance. There are so many of us that we believe that, you know what, I have this, I have that, and it belongs to me. I can do it anyhow. I'm here to let you understand what you have does not belong to you. The earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof and everyone that dwell in me. Every single one, including the sinners and born again, including unbelievers and believers. Men and female, he created them. The Bible didn't say only Christian. The Bible did not say that God created Christian alone. He created every one of us. And he created us as his children. But it's now when people come to the world, they choose whom to serve. If you belong to God, you will understand that whatever that you have, my possession, my blessing, my life, my mark, and I tell you, there's some people that want to talk, they cannot talk. So your voice is a gift from God. Who am I talking to? Your hair is actually a gift from God. For the fact that you can walk, there's some people that were giving back to, they cannot walk. Whatever that you have, it belongs to God. And it's really important for you to appreciate it. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said everything that Job had was taken away from him. But in all, the scripture let us know, verse 22, that in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. He did not sin and say, oh, God, you take this thing from me. No, I'm not your friend anymore. He still continued to praise the name of the Lord. Your gift is from the Lord. Everything belongs to God. That is what we are trying to bring out today. No matter what you have, don't be too proud in your own eyes. Don't be too big in your own heart. If you have all boys, thank God that it's their gift from God. If you have boy and girl, do not become arrogant and say, I have boy and I have girl. Some people don't have. You do not give those children to yourself. Let's look at the scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 18. Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
Verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be naughty.
Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. Now, read another translation. Command those that have iPhone 6 not to show to those that have Nokia. It's simple. Hello? Or those that have the little BlackBerry. Many of us, we know what we do. Don't show off. You know you are showing off. He said, but I should command you. Command all of you in the hell. Command the young one. Those that have a partner. Don't show up to those that haven't got one yet. You that have children. Don't show up to those that are still believing God for children. Because I pray for them. And I know the Lord will bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. That is what's exactly what Penina was doing. Every time Penina called his own children, our own children, she will call them different type of name. So that Penina will start to be there and she will be crying. If you have a job, don't show up to other people that haven't got a job. If you're driving your car, the Bible says command those of you that are rich. So that means that the little things that you have, it is a blessing from the Lord. Don't be arrogant with it. Don't show off with it. Don't look at people that you are doing better than and begin to be haughty before them. Don't show off. Don't your neighbor say, don't show off too much. So don't show off. What I'm trying to bring out to you about the phone that I mentioned, I didn't just go that way, that whatever you have is a loan from the Lord. He can take them back from you. Your blessing is actually from God. God loaned them to you. Not talking, listen to the sermon. No, you have to understand. They are loaned to you. Command those who are rich among you in this present age not to be haughty. Read on, sir.
You said another translation.
Yes, sir.
He said, give this command to those who are rich with the things of this world. Tell them not to be proud.
Tell them not to be what?
Proud.
Don't be proud of what you have. Don't be too proud of wherever you are. You might get whatever you are, but remember that it is the Lord that gives those things to you. There's some people that are too proud because you know that people cannot survive without you. Go and sit down. That you know that, you understand what I'm trying to say? You know that you are the one that is backbone of your company. You are the backbone of your ministry. You are the backbone of your family. And because of that, you become too proud of yourself. That you become somebody that they cannot, that is unreachable, unapproachable, because you know they will need you. Don't be too proud. That is what that scripture said. You might be rich today, but the person that is rich today can be poor tomorrow. That is the reason why the Bible says, do not be proud. Whatever that you have belongs to God. They are all known from God. Read on, Pastor.
Tell them to hope in God, not in their money.
Tell them to hope in God, not in your money. Don't actually trust in what you have. Trust in the living God. Remember that, God, you are the one that gives to me. I thank you. Every time I'm called to minister in a conference, I do not see myself as somebody that is qualified to do it. I only know the grace qualify me. I wonder every time that I'm behind it, at the back of a flyer to minister in a conference. I look at myself and say, I do not know how I get to this place. It's just down to the grace of God. When you put yourself under the power of God, and when I go, I do not say, me, it's because they know I can preach. That is why they call me for that conference. No, I see myself and I surrender under the tuition of the Holy Spirit. I say, God, I do not even know what to say, but I trust you that you are going to give me the rhema. He said, make sure, don't trust in your own things that are uncertain things. That is what the scripture said, New King James Version. He said that there are uncertain things. Money is uncertain. You can have money today and not have tomorrow. Amen, somebody. I said there are uncertain things. You can have a car today and not have car tomorrow. What you have today, you might not be able to have it tomorrow. Read on, Pastor.
But in the living God.
Trust in the living God.
Who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
Why did God give you what you have? He gave them to you so you can enjoy them. That is the reason why we have to understand that children are a gift from God and they are to be enjoyed. If you are not enjoying the gift, if you are not enjoying your children, you understand that there's something wrong. Your marriage is a gift from God. The Bible says marriages are institution from God, the first institution by God. So if you are with a partner and you are not enjoying your partner, there's something wrong. He gave you, that scripture says, the Lord who gave you richly
all things.
Why did you give you those things?
To enjoy.
He gave you your car to enjoy. Can take it back at one day. If you do not use it the appropriate way, you have to use it. He make you that person that you are today. He gave you the money that you have today. It's not by your power. The way to understand that you have to honor God with all your giving is for you to think about where you are 2 years ago. Think about where you were 5 years ago. Can you actually count £100 5 years ago? If it's not by your power that time, now what you have is not by your power. Wherever you are today, he said, those things that God gave to you, he gave them to you to enjoy. Read on, Pastor. Verse 18, please.
Let them do good.
Yes.
That they be rich in good works.
Let whatever God has given unto you. That is the reason why I said whatever that God gave to you belongs to God. He said whatever I've given to you, make sure that those things that I gave to you are doing good work.
Ready to give.
Let those things that God has given to you, you yourself, whatever God has given to you, make sure that you are ready to give them out to people. How many of us are in this house that you can give to other people? Now what God has given unto you, that you can give to other people. He said that you are ready to give.
Willing to share.
Willing to share.
Storing up for themselves a good foundation.
And storing up for yourself in good foundation. It's okay, sir. Let's stop at 18. Take that scripture home. Let it read. Let it actually echo to you each day of your life. When you are about to be arrogant to people because of what you have and what they do not have, remember this scripture and calm yourself down. Remember this scripture. When you are showing up with your own husband, like I told you, some people will just intentionally want to show off. When they see people, he said, remember that those things are given to you by God, and he gave them to you to enjoy them. Everything belongs to God. That is what we are talking about today. Whatever you have, it belongs to God, and you have to give everything to God. Give everything that you have unto your father, your spouse, that belongs to God, your children belongs to God. What about your spouse? Let me explain a little bit. The Bible said it wasn't good for Adam to be alone. Who gave him a spouse? Who gave him a spouse? I didn't hear the church. It's not good for Adam to be alone. So your spouse belongs to God. is the one that gave you your spouse. You are the, you yourself. He created you in his own image. I've seen people that now have spouse and say, oh, you know, Baba, you only dance alone. Praise the Lord. They now become, the man does not let me serve God. We begin to say that, oh, my husband will not let me serve the Lord. Oh, my wife will not let me do what I'm doing before. Remember that it was God that said it's not good for Adam to be alone. I'm going to give you a helpmate. When I give you the helpmate, I'm not going to give you the helpmate that will take you away from me. Not only your time, make sure that you give everything that belongs to you. Give them back to God. There is a scripture that says, your body is the temple of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Let's look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple
of
the
Most High God? Do you not know your body is the temple of the Most High God? Your body is the temple of the Most High God. Can I say that again? Your body, from your head to your toe, that means that anything you have to do concerning your body, you have to consult God. Because your body is not yours. Your body does not belong to you. Everything about your life, you have to make sure that you give yourself back unto the Lord. Give your body back unto the Lord. Pastor, read this, sir.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy
Spirit? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Who is in you?
Who is in you?
Whom you have.
You have him.
From God.
From God. The Holy Spirit that you have from God. Your body belongs to the Holy Spirit. So when you go to party and you are putting five bottles of Hennessy like this, remember your body is the temple of God. You cannot abuse your body. It's not yours. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not yours. Your body, the scriptures say it, note it down. You can't choose to do anything to your body. And you say, but leave me, it's my body. It's not yours. The scriptures say, it, they're not yours. Those things that we call mine, is mine. Like children, you know, when they have toy, then they, if you say, give it, it's mine. You bought McDonald's for your child. I've mentioned it before. Then you now say, give me one cheese. He said, no. You say, give me one. No, it's mine. You are the one that buy it. You are the one that pay for it. Whatever you have is not yours. Give it back to the Lord. Dedicate them back to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Your life is not yours. He gave you your life. So what you have to do is to give your life back to him. Read that scripture for me, Pastor. Verse 20.
You are not your own.
You are not your own.
For you were bought at a price.
He paid for you.
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
Glorify Jesus in your body. Can I minister to us in the hell? When you dress at home and you are going to a party, then you leave all your breast, leave your leg, and you are going, and you say, I can dress anywhere. Like, no. Is Jesus happy the way you dress? That body is not yours. When you expose it, is the Holy Spirit in you happy or not? Praise the Lord. Let's ask ourselves. You are created in the image of God. Your body is the Lord. If I go party sometimes, I start to say, Father, Lord, Jehovah, help. You see, it's even better if people that are size like me wear something that is say. But some people that are 28 like me, and they put their feet there, this, you have to begin to pray to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Is Holy Spirit happy the way you dress up? If you are proud of the way you dress, when you leave home, then you get to bus stop, at the train station, you change. I'm talking to students. You wear tight away from home and you say, Mommy, bye-bye. Then when you get to train station, you take the tight off. If your mommy is not happy, is God happy? You have to understand, are you enticing the devil or the spirit of the Lord? They do it a lot, I know. They wear uniform from home, they change in the train station, in the lift. Praise the name of the Lord. Your body is not your own. Don't your neighbor say your body is not your own. Your body is not your own. God created you the way that you believe that you are good. Everyone that God created, he created you in his own image. So the way I look means that that is the way God looks. Many people, listen, child, listen, young one, have killed themselves. Have you not read it in the newspaper? They go and add to their bomb. It's not good enough. And they die. Have you not heard the news of those young ones? They're in university. They went to uni to go and study. Then from there, they go to Spain. They go to New York because they want to add lips to their lips. Add breast to their breast. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are actually taking the freedom, the joy that God has given unto you for granted. All what you need to do is little. But many times, we ignore the little that God has given unto us. How many times have they preached for us in the house that what God said to you, that pay your tithe unto the Lord. What God needs from you, your son needs to serve the Lord. What God needs from you is for you to give back the children that God has given unto you. Don't let it be so difficult before you start to run to the house of God. Don't let it be. Many people, they don't understand the grace of God. When you abuse the grace will not work for you anymore. Shall we abound in sin and say the grace of God should continue? 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 28. For the boy I pray for. Verse 27. For this boy I pray for. Put what you pray to the Lord for. You pray for your marriage. I've seen people, many of us will say, don't say it. I've seen people that take God for granted. We pray for you when you need the job. We pray for you when you need the husband. You know how you pray, but God bless you with a good husband. Then now you begin to say, go to hell. You don't want to treat that man or the woman that God has given unto you in a good way anymore. Said Anna said, for this boy I pray for, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked from him. You pray for that job. Your parent prayed for you, and God gave you God gave you to your parent, and now they dedicate you back to God. You yourself have to dedicate yourself back to God. I told my daughters, I said, what you can do, and you say my mommy must not know, my daddy must not know, that means it's not good to God as well. I told them, I said, whatever you do, I told them, said, listen to me, whatever you do now, and you say, my mommy must not know, and my daddy must not know this, let me tell you, God knows. And that means that thing is not good as well for God that you serve. Don't lay too much emphasis in what your daddy and mommy must not know. Are you actually where you are? I might not know, but God knows. Is this something that is pleasing to God? Is this something that God, I said, because sometimes they hide from their parent, but you cannot hide from God. You can't hide from God. If your mommy cannot know, because if I know that it's time for you to take this step, I will allow you to take this step. But if it's not time, please, I told my children, I said, don't be too matured for your age. Many youth, they want to do what is not necessary now. You want to do it now. If you do it now, you will regret it now and later. Many of your parents are regretting what we did when we are not meant to do it. How many parents here that can testify like me? What we are not meant to do, our parents said don't do it, but we keep on doing it. That is what we want to do. Now, many of us don't even want to do it anymore. Many of us cannot even find it to do anymore. I'm telling you the truth. If you overuse your life now, when you need it, you will not have it. if you overuse what God has, the freedom that you want to, they just want to be free. I don't want to, 18, I'm going to uni. 18, they, even sometimes they want to go at 16. But can I tell you, the time is coming. Whatever you do is now you. Whatever you have, dedicate it to God. You ask from God, give it back to God. Give your job, give your money, give your children, give everything, your tithe, give to God. Give everything. He said, what God I ask, I pray for. And the Lord gave me what I pray for. So, I also dedicate him to the Lord. Is that not what he says, Pastor? I also dedicate him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to God. Do you have that mindset that as long as I live, I will serve the Lord? I will serve the Lord. As long as you live, will you say, as long as God bless me, I will give unto the Lord. Rededicate your life to Christ. There's some people come to the house of God. They open the church when nobody is there. They clean the house of God. They transform the house of God. Then we come in there, we see that they've arranged the place. Can I tell you what they're doing? They dedicate their time when no one is there for the Lord. Have you understand? Have you surrendered all that you have unto the Lord in your life? If you haven't, it's time for you. Don't sing that song alone. Don't just sing the song that the choir asks you. The scripture said, Matthew 22, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And he said, Matthew 22, verse 15, he said, give unto God what belongs to God. Those children, do they belong to God? Give them back to God. Your job, does it belong to God? Give it back to God. Your time, is it the Lord that give you? Give that time back to God. Some people spend 24/7 in hospital. But if you have your feet to walk, dedicate your time to God. Don't let people force you to serve God. Don't let people force you to come to the presence of God. Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Everything that you have, I want you to know that they are gifts from God. Let's stand on our feet.
This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.